I always give 110% effort is one oft-heard sports cliche. Putting aside the mathematical difficulty inherent in that statement, what it really means is that an athlete is giving more than anybody thought possible. In November of 2013, reporter Christine Laskowski met with powerlifter John Stoklosa, a 32-year-old born with Down syndrome who was placing high in regular powerlifting meets and could bench press 400 pounds. She paid a visit to John's home state of Delaware to uncover the secret of his success.
It's 9 a.m. when John Stoklosa arrives at the gym. He's already put in a two-hour shift at the local supermarket. If he's tired, he doesn't show it. John is ready to train.
I will focus bench press, deadlift, and quad. I will listen to Coach and Brandon Goffin. Work hard, focus.
Today's a max effort bench day, which means that John starts with an empty bar. His trainer, Brandon McGovern, increases the weight in 40-pound increments, bringing John to his limit of 400 pounds. So far, so good. Here's Brandon.
We're always going to try to hit maximum loads because John's ultimate goal is to move as much weight as possible one time.
Things are going really well for John. He's competing not against other special needs athletes, but in regular competitions and consistently coming in around third place. The youngest of three boys, John's dad, Hank Stoklosa, told me how John discovered powerlifting.
Started lifting with his brothers down in the basement. They were doing burnouts, curl burnouts, you know, just until your arms fall off. And John realized that he had a lot of strength. And then what happened was I think he realized that he got a lot of attention for powerlifting.
But with a special needs child, where the instinct to coddle and protect is often stronger, the Stoklosas resolved to let John try all kinds of things, just like their other boys.
We always put him in positions where he could fail. And somebody asked me, well, why do you do that? And I said, so he can grow.
One of those times was when John competed on the Newark High School wrestling team. His record? 1-61. But Hank says by putting John out there, even though he lost a lot of matches, John won a lot of something else. Respect.
When he went into school, no one tipped his tray. If he wanted to sit at this table, nobody gave him any trouble because he had like 15 brothers out there. And that made all the difference in high school.
When John was born, his parents tell me they never imagined he would be where he is today. Here's John's mom, Liz.
When they're born with a disability, and I don't think it necessarily has to be Down syndrome, it's funny how your mind goes from this tiny little infant in your hands, and I remember feeling like this. We went all the way to when he was old, like, oh my God, what's going to happen with him? Who's going to take care of him? Is he ever going to be able to work? We were way, way in the future. We weren't even thinking about taking care of this baby.
Down syndrome is a genetic condition and occurs when someone is born with an extra full or partial copy of chromosome 21. The additional genetic material affects development, both cognitive and physical, resulting in easily recognizable traits like smaller stature and an upward slant to the eyes. But others are less apparent, like low muscle tone, cardiovascular issues, and something known as atlantoaxial instability. Wanting to know more about the physical limitations Down's athletes face, I paid a visit to Midtown Manhattan, to the office of this woman.
I'm Evelyn Ernie, and I'm the owner and clinical director of Pivotal Physical Therapy.
Evelyn's a physical therapist with a son who has Down syndrome, and while Evelyn has never met or worked with John, she knows how much harder certain movements or training practices can be simply because their bodies are different. For instance, core and abdominal strength are much tougher for those to build with Down syndrome.
So oftentimes then when you see children with Down syndrome trying to get into a vertical position, they have difficulties with front and back balancing and coordinating. The muscles of the extremities, like, you know, the biceps, the triceps, and then the quads and the hamstrings and the glutes, they are perfectly ready to be trained and strengthened. What's going to be hard, as I said, is to stabilize it to the torso.
And because those with Down syndrome have looser ligaments, atlantoaxial instability is laxity in the place where you need it the most, where the spinal column meets the base of the skull.
If that ligament doesn't hold, you can get compression of the spinal cord. If fully severed, you die. What's working in his favor is the relatively shorter limbs, so you can create a lot more power with the muscle you have with shorter limbs.
Squat. Up. Let's walk him in. Nice squat, John. Well done. Good.
Back in Delaware, as practice is winding down, the loving, forward-thinking powerlifter gives me some insights into what his future holds.
I'm the happiest. I'm pro wrestler.
That's right. John's already performed some in the local semi-pro wrestling circuit. And in case you're wondering, John's got a wrestling name. He came up with it himself.
I would think Mr. Hardcore.
Mr. Hardcore?
Yes.
But I notice John lights up the most when he talks about his high school sweetheart, Katie, who also has Down syndrome. John then lets me in on another major life decision.
Me and Katie are going to marry. Me and my Katie.
Is this the new announcement?
Yes, it is.
I love her. It's mine.
For Only a Game, I'm Christine Laskowski.